Iraqi Christians have today been marking the first anniversary of the death of Chaldean Catholic Archbishop Faraj Raho. Archbishop Raho's body was discovered in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul 2 weeks after he was kidnapped, following a celebration of the Via Crucis. Monsignor Philip Najim, Apostolic Procurator for Chaldean Catholics, spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the Archbishop's legacy and life for Christians in Iraq 1 year on.
The memory of Monsignor Faraj Raho, we will always remember it. He will be always alive in our heart. He will be always a martyr of our church. And he, with his word, we will never forget it. We will put it in our way also to continue our way of faith, to continue our presence in Iraq. And his death for us, it's a sign of hope. It's a sign of future, better future. It's a sign of that the church is present in Iraq, and it's going to be always, and it's going to be active always. And also our Christian people, they will take this in consideration in their own way of life, and we will give our testimony always in our country.
His kidnapping and death last year followed quite a series of attacks on Christian churches, on the Christian community. How much has that changed 1 year on?
Well, we can't deny that a lot of Christian people had this fear and they left the country. And we can see from the mass of people that are present now in Europe and in America and in Australia or in the neighborhood countries. And they have this fear again, you know. They are afraid to come back to the country because it's no stability, no security. The government is trying to rebuild the security and to give this hope to the people to come back. But we can see also the weakness of the government.